Okay, so this is a thought emotion diffusion exercise. So the first thing I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfortable position for your head. And just for the first few moments, focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose, out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. Feeling your ribs expand ever so slightly as you breathe in. And then relax as you breathe all the way out. Just trying to draw your attention into the moment we're in versus the moment that was or the moment that'll come. Just kind of ground yourself into this moment. Focusing on the movement of your chest, either in the ribs or at the sternum. Focusing on the movement of the air coming in, either through your nose or your mouth. And then letting that air all the way out. Feel the air passing over your lips or through your nasal passage. And then letting it all the way out. Breath by breath, just allowing your focus to come more on the breath into this moment. And letting go of what was, what is. Just feeling your body in the chair or the furniture, wherever you lay. Your arms as they rest. Your hands. Your legs. Feeling the contact between your legs and the furniture. Your hamstrings, your calves. Just noticing the points of contact. Your legs, your back, your arms and your head. And just imagine the whole body is being encompassed, swaddled by the furniture within which you lay. As you focus on your breath, just bringing your attention into this moment. Continuing to focus on your breath as I explain the exercise. So this is a diffusion exercise. And diffusion in the most simplest terms means separating. It's very common for us to get hijacked by disturbing thoughts, beliefs, get hijacked by disturbing, overwhelming emotion. Sensations in our body. And diffusion is a process of separating. Instead of getting hijacked, we separate from them. We look at our thoughts, our feelings, our somatic experiences. We look even at our behaviors, our choices, our wishes. And we look at them with kindness and compassion, as they are, not as we want them to be. We invite them in. We don't try actively to change them, to dismiss, to minimize. We just examine them as they are, in all their ugliness as they exist, in their purity, as they exist in the moment, not as we want them to be. So diffusion is a mindfulness exercise. In stepping towards disturbing thoughts, emotions, experiences, instead of away, instead of changing, we invite it in. And when we can sit with disturbing feelings, sensations, and thoughts, we become less reactive. We can observe, we can acknowledge, we can accept with compassion. So the exercise uses a four-step process known by the acronym STOP, S-T-O-P. And the first step, whenever we feel hijacked by thoughts, experiences, emotions, sensations in our body, is to stop. Stop whatever we're doing. To look inward. And T in stop is to take deep breaths. Deep breaths so that we can look inwards. And the O in stop is to observe. To observe and to accept what is happening in the moment. Observe the thoughts, the beliefs. Observe the needs, the fantasies. Observe the feelings. Observe the somatic sensations. The things that we wish to do, our behaviors. Observe it all. And the P in stop is to plan to respond in a way that shows our experience compassion, shows our thoughts compassion, our emotions, our sensations, compassion and acceptance. And the other part of P in stop is plan to respond in a different way than we might have in the past. Plan to respond in a way that's challenging, difficult, courageous, compassionate. So the diffusion exercise is a mindfulness exercise of learning how to separate from difficult experiences by using this four-step process. And generally at first, we need to use the recording to be able to step through the exercise. But eventually, you'll be able to just go through it in your mind. Wherever you are, in a meeting, you just simply stop. Instead of paying attention externally, you notice what you're feeling. You notice what's happening in your body. You notice what's happening. You take breaths. You observe and you plan to respond in showing yourself compassion and in a different way than you may have in the past. It doesn't take long. It can be an instantaneous sort of response. But when we get good at sitting with difficult emotion, noticing it, we become less reactive and we're able to show ourselves more kindness and compassion. So what I'd like you to do is bring to mind a difficult situation, either one you've experienced in the past, one you experience now, or one you expect to experience in the future. And just bring that situation to mind. It doesn't have to be a perfect scenario, just whatever first comes to mind. And remember where you were, who was around you, or where you are, or where you will be and who you likely expect to be around you, how the situation arose or will arise or exists now. Notice thoughts, notice feelings, notice real or imagined sensations in your body. Notice all the emotions you might experience. Notice all the things you did, didn't do, wish you'd done, want to do, could do if there was no consequence whatsoever. Notice the beliefs. Notice the worries. Notice it all. And throughout this exercise, you may notice from time to time, your mind may wander. If it does, just bring it back to your breath. Focusing on the movement of the air in and out, focusing on the sternum or the rise and fall of your rib cage. You may notice too resistance. Resistance is a normal reaction to focusing on something distressing. But acknowledge the resistance. Acknowledge revulsion, disgust, shame, distaste. Acknowledge anger. Embrace it all as it is, not as you want it to be. And if ever you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed, again, anchor back to your breath. And it's not that emotion or emotional intensity is bad, but you want to be able to keep it in a realm that you can still work through the exercise so that it doesn't hijack you or overwhelm you. So if ever your emotions become intense, bring it back to your breath, breathing ever so slowly in and all the way out, nice and deep and slow, in, filling up your lungs completely and letting go, completely emptying your lungs. Good. Now, refocusing your attention on that situation. Notice all the distressing emotions, let them grow in their intensity, amplify the feelings, the anger, the frustration, the perhaps the sense of powerlessness, insignificance. Amplify the thoughts, amplify the fantasies, the wishes, the beliefs, the worries, the beliefs of yourselves, what your beliefs are, other people are thinking of you. Let all those feelings and thoughts grow more intense. Remembering what was going on in your body, your fears, the worst case scenarios, the urges. And in that situation, either past, present, or upcoming, imagine yourself just stopping. In the middle of this storm, you simply stop. You stop and you notice. And the reason why stopping is so important is usually all we have to do is interject a 90-second pause between some trigger and our reaction, be it emotional, physical, verbal, whatever it might be. All we have to do is interject a 90-minute pause to open up options, to open up possibilities. Instead of simply believing and accepting or hyperventilating or reacting, stopping is the single most important thing we can do. Stop and take deep breaths. And as we take deep breaths in to 7, out to 11, fully filling our lungs in as we inhale in so slowly, so continuously, and exhale out, we open up possibilities for different reactions, different responses, different possibilities. When we immediately attached to, become hijacked with, get attached to old ways of thinking, responding, reacting, breathing, we decrease the possibility of change. So stop, recognize what's happening. Take deep breaths, walk towards the difficult trigger. Take long, slow, deep breaths. Noticing it all. Naming the emotion, all of the emotions, the most intense emotion. See the words, see the feeling in your body, the sensation. Notice it all. See the confusion, see the overwhelm, see the urge to cry, to yell, to scream, to pang your fist, whatever it may be. See the tightness in your chest, in your muscles. See the chaos, the confusion, the intensity. If you were to stop in that moment, to stop and take deep breaths, to observe. So the S in stop stands for stop. The T, take deep breaths, as many and for as long as you need. And the O is to observe. Observe all that is happening. Observe, walk towards the pain, not away. See it as it is, not as you want it to be. Notice what's happening. Take a guess. When you observe, observe all your thoughts. And in this situation, either past, current, or future, observe the whirlwind of thoughts as if you're looking at the New York Stock Exchange ticker tape. Observe the thoughts running across the screen. Observe the beliefs on that ticker tape, the beliefs about yourself, the beliefs you have of what others are thinking of you. Observe the worries running across the screen. Observe the whirlwind, the cascade, the chaos of thoughts. So fast. Nanoseconds. Observe the beliefs you're having of yourself, the worries, the fears, the desires. Observe what you're thinking they think of you. Notice how much space all those thoughts are taking up, how fast and rampant they are. Notice yourself ruminating. Notice how these thoughts are causing you to hold your breath or breathe short and shallow. Notice the tension, your shoulders, your jaw, your mind. Notice the intensity as it builds. Notice your tummy tightening, clenching, or heaviness. Notice things feeling smaller, tighter, more constricted. Observe all the sensations in your body. Notice what you're telling yourself about the situation. Notice what you want. Notice what you're afraid of, what you're avoiding. How realistic is that? And so what if it happens? And so what if that happens? And so what if that happens? Play the reel out to the end. What do you believe is going to happen? And if it does happen, what's so bad about that? Where's the urgency and pressure coming from? What are the beliefs and thoughts giving rise to that? What is the belief you have of yourself that's driving this pressure? What's the beliefs you think others have of you that is driving this? Does that matter? What are you truly afraid of? You think 6 months from now, 2 months from now, will this matter as much will it feel so urgent? Is it perhaps feeling bigger than it is? If you notice anger, what's underneath the anger? Is there hopelessness, helplessness, embarrassment? What's underneath the anger? Anger is a protective emotion. It's very activating. But usually underneath that is something deeper. Self-doubt. Self-judgment. Harshness. What's underneath? Do you feel threatened? Somehow your security, your integrity, your autonomy, your respect being threatened? Or are you feeling guilt or shame that is brought on by your beliefs about what you should be doing in this moment? Is there hurt, humiliation, insignificance, frustration? Where's the pain of helplessness coming from? Are you truly helpless? Widen your attention. Broaden your scope. Bring in all the ugliness you can notice. Let it be there as it is. Investigate all these feelings with kindness, compassion, for as they are in this moment, regardless of how you want them to be. Remembering, these are simply just thoughts, beliefs, other people's expectations, other people's behaviors. They're not reality. So observing all of our thoughts, observing our beliefs, our needs, our fantasies, the things we want to do or not do. Notice those. If there were no repercussions, what would you want to do in this situation? And what's stopping you? Does it need to stop you? Is there a different way to do it and accomplish the same end? See yourself doing it, even if it's not easy at first or comfortable. Noticing all these things can feel a bit overwhelming at first, but as we practice it more and more, it's easier to do. It's less chaotic, less overwhelming. We notice these things reflexively eventually, the more we practice it. We show greater kindness and acceptance for experience as it is, the more we practice it. We let things be as they are. We see them for what they are rather than what our mind tells us they are. So observing is the O in stop, and the P in stop is to plan to respond to these situations in the future with compassion. Using your wise mind, your compassionate wise mind, show yourself acceptance for what you feel in these moments. Validate your feelings. Show yourself respect for your distress. not minimizing, not dismissing as others might want you to do. Also, sometimes we need to show others compassion and respect. How could you do that? And who would you direct that to? But the first part of P is to show yourself greater compassion and kindness. Your boundaries, your values, your needs. And as you do, you can see the needs of others, whether you like them or not. You can make space for their needs, whether you like them or not. You don't need to tolerate abusive behavior, but you can see their need to dominate or direct or control. You don't need to validate it or legitimize it, but you can see that need as it is, but you can see your desire for self-respect. Your boundaries, your values. So plan to respond in a way that shows you greater compassion for your experience. If anyone else were experiencing this, you would be a friend to them. You would comfort them. Do the same for yourself. Show yourself the same friendship, the same compassion, the same acceptance for your experience as it is. And the other part of P is to plan to respond in a way that's different than you may have in the past. It's not necessarily doing better, it may be, but doing what matters most to you, doing what's meaningful to you. And that is determined by your values. So if you value respect and integrity, if you value honesty, collaboration, do what supports your values. Act meaningfully towards yourself. So plan to respond in a way that honors what matters to you most, that helps you live in a meaningful way. So plan to respond in a way that's different than you may have in the past. And at first, when we plan to respond differently, it's difficult. It's challenging. It's scary. As we do it more and more, it becomes easier. So as we bring this exercise to a close, just take a moment in this situation to imagine how you might respond differently, more compassionately, and differently than you might have in the past. Just thinking two or three things you might do differently, two or three ways you might show yourself greater compassion, kindness, and acceptance. For your values, for your needs, for the way you wish to live more meaningfully, according to your values. Good. And when you're ready, come back to your breath. Come back to the room around you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.